welcome to Horoscopes. You didn't even know we were going to pop in here.
But maybe you
dropped season six yet. Maybe you did. Maybe you were expecting it. Maybe you were like, if these bitches don't tell
we
us
did
what's
it last
happening
time
in February 2021, I will cut you. And you know what? Okay. So we're here. We're here to bring it to you live as two non-astrologers who are really just shooting the shit for your entertainment. Listen, it's 2021. Everybody was hyped for this year. Nothing has changed. Or has it?
We knew
I don't know.
There would be only slight and slow changes. We should have known. And if you didn't know, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry if you lied to yourself and are now dealing with those repercussions. So, I mean, with that said, second month of this new anus where everything is the same. I don't know, Jamie, are you laughing because anus is close to anus or anus?
Yes, that's the only
thing. Okay,
yeah,
I thought
it.
So. Listen, this is a mature show where, you know, we take ourselves seriously. The humor is, you know,
highbrow.
At a fifth grade level, I'll say, at times.
Yeah, okay.
And I'm fine with it. So with those notes, do you want to kind of tell us what the hell is going on in February?
Yeah, I will. So obviously we're in the thick of Aquarius season. I am almost 31 years old, which feels really different than turning 30. I know you're not here to listen to me like wax and wane about what it's like to turn 31, but
we're not.
Kind of okay. Feels like the start of like when you enter high school and you're like a freshman and you're the youngest person again. There's kind of that feeling of a lot of time. Anyway, other Aquarians, happy late or early birthday. I hope
the age of Aquarius. Cue the tunes.
I do feel a little because there's just been like so much tumultuousness and everyone I feel like is having like maybe some mental health struggles right now. And I wish that we could be enjoying Aquarius season a little more. So I don't know, like Aquarius season offers us like the opportunity to like expand our minds, maybe like think about others. And so let's all try to do that, even though it's hard, I guess. But
okay, all right, I'm here for it.
Whatever. This February, it's going to be super important that we plan our month well, and specifically that we stay away from things that affect us negatively. I think we could all take note about that.
I feel like we'll see that as we kind of riff on these horoscopes, because I feel like we have like warnings for everyone of like, don't do this.
Sure do. We'll see that unfold. But this will apparently be a month of full of challenging events. I think we were probably anticipating that, but I'm going to go ahead and say seems like.
Okay.
Aquarius season will wrap sometime after my birthday. Austin's got you for dates. Followed by the sun moving into Pisces. So happy early birthday to you Pisces babies. And I have to say, you're a great neighbor and I love sharing the month with you. And also I'd like to note that one of my dad's girlfriends once told me when I was a child that she was a Pisces and that as an Aquarius, I was her, quote, best neighbor. And that makes me think about that the other neighbor is Aries. Aries,
well,
sorry that Pisces likes us better. I don't know. Anyway, so moving into the Pisces energy around the mid end of the month, let's all try to be like a little more reflective, channel like our thoughtful water energies, and just hold on to our fucking hats. And that's kind of it. So Austin, what are some dates we should look for?
Okay, let me hit you with some quickie dates. Listen, on the 1st of February, just starting the month off strong, Venus enters Aquarius. There may be changes in love and connections over the upcoming weeks. Be open to new people and, I don't know, experimentation. Do you? On the 4th, we have a quarter moon phase in Scorpio. Listen, it's time to clean up and clear out over the next week. And this may be focused on finding solutions and maybe perhaps tackling a serious matter or two. You tell us. We can't know. Mm-mm. Okay. There's then on the 11th, a new moon in Aquarius focusing on all these moon things, right? Mm-hmm. Listen, this is a time where you can focus on what you hope your future will look like and pursue opportunities to achieve your dreams.
Okay.
Take a long look at your life, bitch, and remain objective. Okay. Listen, new moons, objectivity. We're here for it. On the 18th, Sun enters Pisces. You can be maybe a little bit more imaginative and creative, compassionate, helpful, and tune in with your intuition and spiritual self over the coming weeks as we get into this Pisces season of just really, you know, some watery energy, some good neighborly juju for the Aquarians, right? Mm. On the 19th, we've got a quarter moon phase in Gemini. Hello. Take time to make some adjustments over the next weeks with your plans and ideas. And listen, on the 20th, Mercury goes direct in Aquarius. With the retrograde ending, praise be, you can start to feel like you're getting back on track, the right track with your future that apparently you've been envisioning, okay? You can start believing in your dreams again that you're having because it's Pisces season, and you can slowly improve connections with others, being more comfortable, perhaps working a little independently. We love to see it. On the 25th, Venus enters Pisces. You can be a little bit more compassionate and empathetic in your relations over the coming weeks. We also love to see that. Mm-hmm. And you may even be willing to make a few more sacrifices for loved ones, but, you know, healthy boundaries, remember them. Mm-hmm. And last but not least, I just want to shout out the full moon in Virgo happening on the 27th. We love a 27 in this family.
We do.
This is a time to finish small projects, get work done, and get the little things out of the way. You can be productive and, you know, need to make sure you're not pushing yourself over and taking, you know, too much shit on, and, you know, take breaks when you need them. But now's a good time to really get the ball rolling. So with all of that little overview said, Jamie, who are we talking about first?
I would like to, as usual, start with Aries. All right, Aries, this February, get ready for a nervous atmosphere, both at home and at work. So maybe inescapable. So sorry about that. But there's going to be some changes and some confusion in these areas. And as Austin mentioned, there's some retrograde shit happening. So I'm not blaming that, but I'm calling it out. You may feel tempted to start doing dishonest things to make these home or work situations easier. This will probably backfire. For some reason,
not great.
You'll be this month like very bad at executing like scams and deception, particularly after the 10th, you will become like,
don't be answering those telemarketers, okay?
You'll be like very bad at like lying though after the 10th. Oh, and it seems like you might try to lie your way out of some problems, and the people around you might notice that. So as usual, I'm gonna tell you that you'll have to realize that compromising is truly the way to go, even though it feels bad sometimes. And just please be honest and then compromise rather than lying and manipulating your way through February. I'm just going to say it'd probably be easier. And there will likely be a Virgo or a Pisces, so look out for this person near you, around you, whose presence could really make your month feel softer. So you got all this bullshit going on at home and at work, and you're going to meet this person who like maybe could be like a little bit of a reprieve for you. And specifically, this person could help alleviate some things in the financial and emotional arenas. Lastly, Aries, health could be a minefield, I'm going to say unsurprisingly, so try to get some rest because all of this irritability, lying, and cheating will really take a toll on your immune system, perhaps.
Oh, lying and cheating, not good for the health. Okay.
No, you know, it binds up your insides. You know how you feel when you've got like a big lie going? It's not, you don't feel healthy, so just watch out for it, guys. Who is next?
Next, we're talking about Geminis. Shout out to my fellow homies. Listen, if you've been painstakingly postponing some vacation planning, which, like, of course you have.
Sure.
There's a pandemic. Hello. February might be the perfect month to kind of get back to it, whatever that means. So folks are saying, I don't know, proceed with caution here. I'm not sold.
Maybe a wilderness trip.
We can't know, but maybe perhaps a time to figure out how you're going to connect with family in the future. Just safety first, kids.
Yeah.
But that said, while I may be advising you to, I don't know, plan a vacation or something, I'm not advising you to make any important financial decisions this month. Listen, my fellow gems, it'll be much more sensible if we focus our attention on friends and, you know, that kind of related entertainment that'll bring a lot of joy to our life. Because this kind of, I don't know, unsteadiness, if you will, around financial decisions, it's going to last until the middle of the month. And, you know, this energy you have with your friends, that maybe too will last till about the middle of the month. Then you might be a little bored of, you know, whatever Zoom partying you're doing might feel like a little bit of a time for a break from your social life, maybe to, you know, devote some attention to whatever important undertakings you're ready to take on. If you're close with some Pisces and some Virgos, they're not going to be bothered by your little retreat. Some other folks might. Mm-hmm. So you may have to do what it takes to, you know, get folks to understand that you want to be alone, and they'll, you know, hopefully listen to these choices, respect them, whatever. But listen, Geminis, you know how we are. Do we want to do something crazy? Do we want to make a crazy flirtation? Listen, do we like not want anyone to know about it? Oh, listen, before you do it, before we do it, we can't know. Think about it. Make sure it's worth it. You know, because that kind of thing might not be super beneficial for you this month. Just throwing it out there. And listen, if you Geminis are like me, Geminis, you're a giant ass flirt. So God bless. Don't lose contact with reality, sweet friends, for a moment and get, you know, caught up in some idea of a person or some sort of weird world full of dreams. Okay. But just know this month, in the circle of your friends, you're going to be able to shine with some extraordinary talents and skills that really could, you know, amaze some people. So lean into those arenas of friendship, let's say.
Sure.
While you have the energy for them, okay? Mm. In this way, you'll be able to prove to everybody, perhaps you are a specialist in your field. Oh, who are we talking about next?
There are a lot of people who are proven to be perhaps specialists in their field. And so
whatever that means, okay?
Whatever it means, there's a lot of advancement clearly happening in February. So let's go ahead and talk about Aquarius. Speaking of that, Aquarians, welcome. I'll just once again say that I love you all. I feel very connected to you when I close my eyes. Think about the other Aquarians. Anyway, it's going to be imperative that we rest this month. I'm feeling this. You're feeling this. I think everyone's feeling this. But Aquarians, we carry our stress in a special, tight, maybe anxious way, at least the Aquarians that I know. And in February, there won't be like a ton of time for rest, like if we're going to be totally honest. But
we'll be totally honest. Okay.
But also, like, we can make it happen if we make it important. So, like, maybe now is the time to figure out how to carve out those little slivers of time here and there that we can recharge. Because, you know, we could all be on our way to a mental health crisis. But the best thing.
I mean, we could be. Listen, it's not hyperbolic. We don't know. We don't know your life.
I won't weigh in on your life, but it's not hyperbolic for mine. So personally, I'm going to try to take the time here and there where I can to do things that make me feel rejuvenated, and also to consume media that doesn't stress me out as much as
possible.
Advice
we can truly all enjoy.
Absolutely. But also, as mentioned by Austin, for someone else, maybe the best thing for us is going to be a little trip. And again, precautions, please. So maybe like a trip into nature. Aquarians, we love that shit. Go by yourself, even. Just get out into a cabin. Bring your own bedding. I don't know.
Be Snow White. Talk to the birds.
I would love to do that. It is your birthday. So maybe see if you can rustle up a way to like just take a little tiny safe trip if you can. Anyway, on to the professional shit that I foreshadowed. Professionally, shit could get wild this month, but in the end, it will be all right. So good and bad news, I guess. There will be a lot of work, maybe some unreasonable requests, maybe some vague and unhelpful feedback from superiors, but we can persevere. And by the end of the month, everyone will see that we were an amazing boss all along. Whether you're the boss or not. You know what I mean? And that is...
Look, you know, just boss up. You don't have to have, you know... people reporting to you in
that's
a professional
what I mean.
Setting.
That's what I mean. Kind of respect and clout. Like, it might seem like it's never going to come mid-month because people might be like being like pretty whack about stuff, but just keep doing what you're doing and we'll get through it and then people will see. So sweat it out and be respected in a new light. Love this month. It's February, Aquarians. We hate having a birthday around Valentine's Day. I'm going to go ahead and own that. Mine is literally on Valentine's Day and it's always been weird. It's not our vibe. But in Pisces season, end of the month, we will have an opportunity to have maybe some renewed softness in love. This isn't like always an area that we naturally focus on, but in these Pisces times, we may see our soft, loving fires be ignited for friends or family, just like maybe some more emotional softness. So I think I'm looking forward to that.
Okay.
I don't know. We'll see. Who is next?
Next, we're talking about the Cancers.
Clap, listen. Clap, 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 clap.
Tap, tap those little pinchers. Okay, February. It's a pretty good time for some spiritual and artistic matters for the sweet Cancers. In your free time, our sweet Cancers should maybe perhaps spend a little bit of energy reflecting on the correctness of the path that they're taking in their personal as well as their professional lives. Mm-hmm. Maybe some time to reevaluate, assess, mm-hmm. take an inventory. We can't know. Okay. As you do this, listen, it's a good time to think about your values in life, what's really important in it, and carefully approach people who you may interact with as you kind of vision out these dreams or kind of plan, because if anybody's offering you something that, you know, perhaps seems a little too good to be true, a golden mountain of sorts, listen, these people may turn out to be some classic fucking cheats.
Yikes.
So
maybe they're Aries since they're trying to run scams on.
Well, okay. Well, it's possible. Okay. Listen, February will be a fruitful month for you, sweet Cancers. You can manage to do a lot in it, particularly, as I alluded to, in these creative matters, okay? Mm. Energy is going to spread through you. You have a good prognosis right now if you are somebody who's interested in or currently working with children, so lean on into that. If you start to feel any loneliness this month, which, you know, is on the table for you, Cancers, but, like, isn't it always, you will not miss the opportunity to socialize if you take, you know, kind of those steps forward, take the plunges, say yes, Shonda Rhimes, year of yes, you know. But despite everything, you know, participate in whatever's going on, because otherwise you might, you know, self-isolate a little bit, become a loner on accident. And truly, is there anything a Cancer despises more? If you avoid those kind of pitfalls of your own creation, not pointing fingers, but, you know, point, point.
Sure.
A lot of happiness truly awaits you this month, which, again, you may find alongside a sensitive, creative, and perhaps romantic person. Okay, we don't know who you are. Also, if you perhaps, you know, stumble upon a raw bar or something, I don't know, make friends with a fisherman. Something about fish and, you know, people who catch them. Seems like you could be friends with
them.
Your
ocean brethren.
Honestly, I'm personally into if there's some sort of like hookup for like oysters or like shellfish, like whatever, like call me fisherman, paging you all, okay? Oysterman, fisherman, all of you. Okay. But listen, spend some hours in honest conversation with yourself. Lean into those deep feelings. We know you've got them. You're a fucking mm-hmm. Cancer. And during this period, I should say, people who are your allies do have a fair amount to gain by being in contact with you. So, you know, let folks lean in and really kind of revive your strength from the folks who are maybe, I want to say, bearing the fruits, perhaps, of your creative endeavors or energy.
Hmm.
So do with that what you will. Accept, you know, the opinion of other people and roll into things. Don't self-isolate this month. That's my warning to you, sweet Cancers. Who are we talking about next?
Next, let's go with Tauruses. I would just like to remind all of the Tauruses that I do in fact love you, and that I was confused about certain persons in my life who were not in fact Taurus, and I thought
always
that they
trying
were.
To walk it back. What
I
a
just
bitch.
Want, you know, in light of some conversations we had with the guest who was a Taurus, I just wanted to clarify that that was an early mistake that I made. I just, that's all.
Well, I mean, you keep saying that. I'm not walking back the Scorpio shit. I don't care.
You don't have to, and we'll get to that.
Okay.
But
all right.
Taurines, I'm going to keep calling you that. This month, you guys might have a little bit of a career spotlight on you.
Hmm.
Maybe you've been, I don't know, making some moves, working hard, finessing through tasks, or
finesse.
Maybe I've like loved that word lately. I don't know why.
Okay. Dripping with finesse.
No, not that anyway.
You don't know. Maybe that's
But Tauruses, maybe it's that. Maybe you're like really crushing it at a job you've had for a while, or maybe you're moving and like into something new or a new position. But either way, there's going to be, sorry, I'm stuttering so bad today. There's going to be like a feeling of refreshment in your work, and people are going to notice you in your work environment. They're going to notice you have a little bit of shine on you. And that's something that I tell you from time to time. I feel like I've told you before that you have like a Mario star on a month.
Oh, love a Mario star energy.
Yeah, so it seems like this year from time to time you just kind of light up. And so this is a great time for you to say yes to some new responsibilities and opportunities.
Shonda Rhimes.
Exactly.
Yes.
And again, okay, within reason. Like we're all, this is a great time for us all to exercise boundaries. But, you know, lean into like showing off a little bit of maybe what you haven't shown off that you can do yet, because now is the time. Love stuff looks like it might be bubbling up. By that, I mean that you could have maybe some passionate time with a lover that leads to a proposal, a moving in talk, to finding the relationship, maybe a vow renewal. Those are cursed, though, I will say. Vow renewals, please don't do that. But there will be some kind of romantic event, perhaps, or like important conversation. Watch out, though, because toward the end of the month, this same person that you're having like this bubbling love time with may begin to criticize your maybe extravagant way of being. This may feel like,
I don't like that.
An intensely personal attack on something that you're unsure if you can change or if you even want to change.
Don't hate the personality of the avant-garde. Okay?
Yeah, thank you, the avant-garde Taurean. This will cause many quarrels between the two of you, and if you aren't willing to be flexible, you may end up in an impasse because this person is not here for your quote extravagant lifestyle. But like, also maybe that's okay. So like, if you have to pick your extravagant lifestyle or a person who doesn't want you to have it, like, you know, choose wisely. But you may have also a desire to take some time this month to get to know yourself a little bit better, a little self-reflection, internal exploration, maybe a little meditation. Those are all good ideas to get you to figure out your head through these, you've maybe like a little bit of a wild February looks like.
I've really been meditating a lot lately and, you know, encourage.
That's great. I should do that as well. So on that note, who is next?
Next, we're talking about my husband, the Sagittarian. Hello. Welcome.
What if
back
we
to the
got
program.
Like a what if there was a Sagittarian fisherman? Would you be into that? Or is there like a smell problem for a fisherman?
No, I'm really here for anyone who works with sea creatures. Yeah. Like, I'm not in a, you know, sea world kind of way looking at you.
No, more in a food kind of way.
Yeah, absolutely. In a culinary delight. Like, do you shuck lobsters for a living? I don't know. Like, call me.
Sagittarian, like, shucker.
You know, yeah, like, are we shucking oysters? We cracking some lobs? Like, listen, little soft-shell crab sammies? Like, I don't know what your life is. Oh, my God, I love soft-shell crab season. Jesus, Lord. Anyway, we're not here to talk about my seafood or my husband or the Sagittarian. Well, just the Sag, who could be a fisherman and my husband. But I digress. Listen, Sagges, February will undoubtedly be a month of many commitments for those close to your heart, okay? As a result, it will be hard and, you know, perhaps a difficult time to be super effective for you. It might feel a little bit monotonous, okay? Let's just own that. But listen, now's not a time as, you know, duties fall on your plate to attempt to transfer any of your obligations to other people. Don't do that, okay? Just don't. You know, whatever's falling on your head, this is not a time to get super wrapped up and worry about it, because you really do have a great chance to cross a lot of things off your list, finish some projects this month, if you stick to the guidelines you set for yourself previously. And things that kind of run over into March and beyond, or, you know, things you experience a little transcendence with in terms that maybe your goals change as you get into them. Listen, that's nothing to worry about, okay? And if you follow kind of the plans you've laid out for yourself, that's how you're going to guarantee some success. I'm sorry to say, the end of the month might be a little stormy for you. The stars are kind of in a fortune-telling duel, if you will, okay? It's quite possible that a person who maybe belongs to a group of competitors maybe I just want to say like a competitor professionally, maybe just like a friends with somebody you don't really jive with, just some sort of interesting kind of dynamic there, right? Mm. They might be on their way to hang with some allies and accomplices of yours. I don't know, okay? If you have some misunderstandings with this person, it could be based in some inaccuracies of the information you have. So I just want to say, like, don't operate on previously held assumptions or any kind of data you think you've quote unquote collected, okay? You'll be able to perhaps kind of sage the atmosphere and kind of thrust your relations into a, I don't know, fruitful kind of companionship that could last for many years, especially if maybe some of the rumors and insinuations you have held are something you let go by the wayside and you make your own assessment of the person in the situation, okay? Whatever goes on in this stormy time, maybe fueled by this person or some other obstacles, don't take what's going on in that personal life of yours to work, okay? It's just, it's not going to behoove you. At the end of the month, you know, this confusion, it may arise, you may not be sure what to do, but you have fought too hard and too long to be provoked by stupid rumors, sweet Sagittarius, okay? So fuck them. Anyway, don't believe everything you hear, and you'll see that things can go well and better when you don't believe everything you hear. And that is advice we can all enjoy.
It is.
What are we talking about next?
There's a lot of rumors this month, I feel like.
Many rumors, Lindsay Lohan.
Doing tricks, yeah. Okay, I'd like to talk about Pisces. Guys, happy early birthday. You have like a pretty positive and I think interesting month ahead, maybe okay. Marked with a little bit of drama, but here we go.
Oh.
So,
all right, well,
you'll be primarily motivated by optimism and joy that you've been missing in recent months. And I'd say that's something that we are all a little jealous of for you to look forward to. This will be partially because you'll have some attractive new ideas, maybe some new opportunities that present themselves to you.
Okay.
Little new spark in your mind. That's a good feeling. You'll also maybe be experiencing some spiritual growth. You could perhaps try out like learning more about astrology beyond just listening to this, or maybe numerology, which I'm personally pretty into, but I will say you hit a dead end after a little bit, but give it a try. It's very fun. And
okay, our resident numerologist chiming in.
Yeah, I like it. Numbers are fun. Anyway, general like themes of introspection and learning about yourself, and you're a Pisces, so that's something that like you do pretty well in work. We don't say this often, but everything will go your way. Let me break that down. So that means lots of opportunity. Maybe if there's a new position that you've had your eye on, you could move toward that, really make some headway there. There's also perhaps the opportunity for some travel for work. Again, like safety and precautions, like vaccines are rolling out, but, you know, travel with caution. And then this is the part that really piqued my interest, but it looks like at work, you have the opportunity to meet either a new mentor or an old hero. So someone that you'll kind of maybe be like a little obsessed with and look up to. And this will, and you'll be very happy about this, this will develop into a friendship, but then it will turn perhaps into an affair. So
heads up on affairs. Okay.
With this,
I don't want to be involved in them or, you know, be on the receiving end, but wow, salacious gossip. Go
yeah,
on.
Absolutely. And maybe that's part of what's got the rumor mill running at people's workplaces is that the Pisces are like fucking all their
maybe
old
the
heroes.
Maybe the Pisces are fucking people. We can't know. Okay. Get but it, Pisces.
Regardless
get
of that,
you some.
I don't think the rumors are sticking to you because it is going to be a month of creativity and light. And the only negative thing I have to say is that you
in
should
the bedroom. Okay.
Beware that some old friend or coworker drama could resurface at the end of the month and really make a big stink. So there is that.
I want to know about the daddy or the cougar you're getting, you know,
so do
getting
I.
it with.
I really
yeah,
do.
Hell yeah.
So okay. Maybe get at us if that happens, please, 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 please.
Yeah.
And
Pisces, if you're having good sex, everyone is curious.
We are. Who's next?
Next, we're talking about the Capricorns. Hello, sweet caps. Your time has come to a close. Praise be, you stringent rule followers. Okay, let's talk about February.
I'm so tired, guys. Fuck Capricorn time.
The Capricorns, you know. February, sweet caps, is a time for you to devote yourself to matters related to the development of your physical activity. Listen, I fully support this in these trying times when it is a great time to chase some motherfucking endorphins and dance yourself, you know, just into whatever is giving
dance
you those
little
serotonin boosts, okay? Yeah. We need them. Listen, in your free time, maybe this is, you know, a good time to ride a bike. You know, if you have access to a some sort of pool, I don't know your situation. If you have some sort of home gym, if you're going to take regular, you know, outdoor walks, you know, whatever it is, because this is going to help you increase your resistance, your strength, and really your own health, you know, physically and mentally. And I want that for you. Mm-hmm. I want that for everyone, as a matter of fact. Advice we can all enjoy. Chase these endorphins, homies. Listen, but make sure as you're focusing on your health, really leaning into that bod of yours, okay? Make sure that you don't run out of time for, you know, just some light and entertainment, hanging out with friends. We know how you get wrapped up in your responsibilities, especially in the middle of the month. This is going to be important because it's at this time that you could meet someone who could completely change your life.
Oh, my.
Okay. Just nothing loaded. It's fine. Make you look at the world maybe in a completely different way, maybe a more sober eye. I don't know. Listen, it's time to end with any fanaticizing, which I don't know that you really do, but okay. It's time for specifics. This is your lane. So listen, I feel like that's a pretty easy ask from you. So you're welcome. But my last tip perhaps will be the most valuable when it comes to your personal relationships, Capricorns. You need to bluntly tell your partner or partners, whatever flavor you're vibing with, about your needs and expectations without blame. Perhaps you could be on the receiving end of this in February. Maybe your partner needs to tell you about their needs and expectations without you blaming them, okay?
Oh,
tall order. Listen. In this simple way, in this conversation, you have the best chance that no one will get hurt. And it is so important for the two of you to lean into this. You know exactly where you stand and what you can count on, and you need to communicate this, okay? At the end of the month, listen, there may be some people in your circle, maybe at work, maybe in your personal life, who have some power in their hands. Expect some problems with those folks. Also, just as a quick side note and some advice we could really all enjoy, if you're driving a car this month, sweet Capricorns, you know, just like follow the rules. Follow the rules of the road, okay?
Yeah.
Particularly when it comes to the speed limit, I'm just looking out for you, okay? All of these recommendations are just being doled out to protect you from any unpleasant consequences because I care about you, sweet Capricorns, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So keep your attention on these matters. Also, keep your mind on your money and your money on your mind, if you will. I will, okay? Because of the material situation of, you know, a partner or yourself may be great, significant in terms of the sense of security either one of you or both of you feel, and perhaps that's a big part of this conversation. You guys may have to talk to each other straight up, give it to me bluntly about, okay? On that note, who are we talking about next?
Next, I think you know, you may have suspected, but let's go ahead and do Scorpio.
Oh God.
So this month, February, Scorpios will put all of their eggs in one basket.
That's not advice, you know, anyone would ever give you, but it doesn't surprise me for a second that Scorpios would be doing something that's always advised against. Go on.
This will likely either be taking care of mostly your own needs, Scorpios, and withdrawing a little, or
that's how you are.
It will be forgetting yourself completely and devoting all of your energy to helping others. Feast or famine, guys.
Well, you decide.
Yeah.
How much of an ass you're going to be this month. Okay.
Absolutely. So regardless of where you are unhealthily focused in February, you'll have some social and maybe political pull this month amongst your friends, acquaintances, etc.
Interesting.
Social network. You'll be able to share your opinions without being combative or rude, which is amazing and something we should all learn. And because of this, you actually might be able to change some people's minds this month. And in this way, you will see your personal influence begin to broaden, specifically around the middle of the month. More and more people perhaps coming on board with the ideas that you're, I don't know, broadcasting or telling family members on the phone or I don't know. I perhaps appreciate you if we have the same ideals, and if not, fuck you. But I did just want to shout out, as we're talking about, you know, influence broadening and people's minds changing, that Biden is a Scorpio. So I just had to mention that.
We've addressed this before. I've given my thoughts.
Yeah, but if
he's on the cusp.
Okay, that's fine. But
Kamala is a Libra.
Mm-hmm. And that's just right. It's just right. Anyway, Scorpios, do not protect people or avoid them this month. It's actually going to be a good idea to meet more frequently with the people that you're disagreeing with than usual. And I'm saying that, like, your influence will be broadening, and that's true. But it also looks like there will be quite a bit of, like, friction and maybe, like, some light disagreements with people this month. So this will be true for both social and professional relationships. So keep your cool and remember that people might actually believe you, even if it seems like they're being combative. There will also be a mentor type person in your life who you could become closer with this month. They can help advise you as you grow your, quote, influence. I don't know if you're just, like, getting, like, millions of, like, Instagram followers all of a sudden, or if you're like,
I'm just only imagining this as Joe Biden.
Or if you're leading the nation. And I am also simply picturing Joe Biden. So, Joe, you'll have someone near you. Maybe it's going to be a cabinet member who's kind of become a mentor and can help you grow this influence, manage this influence. And to those Scorpios who are not Joe, I'm going to say, do us all a favor and talk to your older relatives about politics this month while you have this extra influence. And that'd be a change that we could all enjoy. So lots of hard work, some social political stress, but looks like you've got it under control. Who's next?
Speaking of Madam Vice President, let's talk about the Libras, shall we? We shall. Okay. Listen, I'm not trying to tell you to wear jewel tones, but we all saw how the inauguration
went. We did.
Okay. Well, good news from our MVP, and perhaps you too, sweet Libras, because you can expect to successfully receive some recognition at work this
month. Amazing.
Okay. And perhaps those giving you recognition will be more willing than ever to be very public about it. So I don't know, y'all, watch the news or something. Okay. In February, you'll have lots of things on your mind. You're helping lead the country. Of course you do. So as a result, you know, you could be distracted, maybe a little tired. Don't neglect sweet Doug Emhoff at all costs. Okay. There are many responsibilities, but don't be overwhelmed by their excess, Kamala. And if you only feel that you're, you know, overwhelmed by them, make sure to be assertive and begin to say things diplomatically. Start thinking also more about yourself, perhaps, at this time. You know, self-care, a little preservation. These are important things. Don't lose sight of it. Try to organize your time so that everything you do is 100% made when it, you know, comes to fruition, when it needs to be passed along, communicated to other people. You want to have your T's crossed and your I's dotted. The American people might thank you, okay? A person in hiding may look at your actions, okay? They may be watching in a secret capacity. If you show greater responsibility and conscientiousness, you can again expect your success to be recognized. So maybe you've been, you know, expecting the recognition from your boss, looking out for it, but perhaps there's someone cross-functionally who you don't even know is watching you in a special way. So you know what? Keep on tap dancing. People are watching. That's all I'm saying. And in the end, you'll see some appreciation. I also just want you to be reminded that time is money and people are looking for $2,000. Okay. Yeah. And if you don't have any social temptations, it could be better for you. Okay. This is maybe a month to be, you know, heads down into it. Something the people of, you know, this country might enjoy. We can't know. As for larger events, okay, it would be wise to leave some time, especially in the middle of the month. Also, a good time for you to start looking at, you know, some dates. Again, for those single people not married to Doug Emhoff, I would perhaps suggest that maybe you cast some nets if you're a single Libra this month, okay? So this free time, you know, you may be devoting to work and study, just see that maybe in the middle of the month you pencil in a little bit of time for, you know, a little flirtation, a little rendezvous. Because you, whether the person is, you know, of big interest to you or not, and just, you know, an experienced someone you meet, you're going to feel a lot more kind of personal benefits from this experience, time spent, knowledge gained and learned, as is always true in dating, okay? It's also true that, yeah, your social life is about to suffer for a bit of time, Madam Vice President. Absolutely. But at the end of the month, everything will start to normalize. We love to see that. And you know what? You may kind of gather your rosebuds, reactivate a little bit socially. And, you know, it's all part of a balanced life. It's so, so important. Again, just remember to prepare yourself for someone who maybe likes you, maybe even loves you in a very demonstrative way, okay? Just brace yourselves a little bit, okay? Because it's important to kind of display who you are and your own values by how you react to this attention, okay? So jot it down and, you know, give yourself some strength and the act to, right, you know, act on the right motivation, I guess is what I want to say. Mm-hmm. On that note, I think it's time for some superlatives. Uh-oh. Now that we've covered the leaders of this country.
It is to indeed. Say,
Jamie, who's having the worst fucking month ever?
Okay, sorry guys, get ready. Leos, it's you. So, you have a lot of, yeah, you have a lot of good months, so I'm not going to say that I feel less bad about this, but
you know, kept making money all 2020. It was weird.
You have. That has been odd. Anyway, so Leo, unsurprisingly, your month begins at high speeds. But, you know, you kind of like that. But expect some shifts in your personal and your professional life. That seems like a theme for a lot of people. Single and partnered Leos will be obsessed with, you'll be like obsessed with a little piece of your love life at the beginning of the month. There could be maybe like a close friend or someone nearby who you might start a romance with that you didn't see coming. This, however, will be just riddled with troubles that you might not see immediately, but will start to kind of pile up under the rug this month. So it's going to be kind of like a fast acting drama. So very sorry to tell you that, but could be a little bit fun at first. Just proceed with caution. Through these changes, there could be many, many misunderstandings and irritations that build up with not just this new obsessive romantic interest, but also with other loved ones.
Obsessive.
We might
finesse. Okay.
We might even say that you'll have a desire to, I don't know, provoke or seek out conflict. So
okay, don't love that. That does feel on brand for a Leo. Sorry, y'all. Okay.
People's feelings and words will be confusing. And remember, like, there's going to be like a retrograde for part of the month, but your words will be confusing. Other people's words will be confusing. You will not understand your feelings. So try your best to use your intuition and make communications as smooth as possible. But like, really hold on to your hat. Be ready that like that might not go as planned. Work stuff more specifically. You may be sent on a business trip. Seems odd right now, but maybe you're a healthcare worker, or maybe the stars don't mean a physical trip for you, but some kind of trip. Regardless, your coworkers are up to no good again. I remember telling you this not that long ago, so maybe it's that same drama resurfacing that you tried to stay out of. But regardless, the rumor mill is running and chaos will be king. And I don't know if maybe you work with a Pisces who's like fucking like the new person that came in, who's their hero or mentor, but things are going to be wild at work. People are going to be talking. You're already going to be so agitated from your small dramas with friends.
So agitated.
And
okay.
Family. And also like that romantic interest that's obsessive is like taking up your mind in a negative way. So you're not going to have like a lot left for this work drama, but it's really, you'll be confronted with it anyway. So try your best, I guess, to be like a quiet model employee while everyone else is being whack as hell. And you could perhaps receive some recognition for that, like for being the only one that keeps their cool amidst the chaos. But that's going to be
people
really hard.
People love that cool-headed person. That's true.
They do. So that's going to be super hard for you to do because you're pretty hot-headed and it looks like you have misunderstandings and agitations with nearly everyone in your life. So I'm going to say Godspeed and maybe a better March. And on that note, who is having the best month ever.
Okay, well, here's the thing. I'd like to put a quick asterisk up at the top. As you can tell from the rest of these scopes, you know, there's a lot of, you know, heeding of warnings and that kind of thing, right? We're telling you things to steer clear of this month. Mm-hmm. So on that note, I want to say, sweet Virgos, you have the opportunity to have the best month ever, okay? This sweet February 2021. Listen, your social popularity right now, it's on the uptick. It's going to increase significantly. The things I need to warn you about with this, you know, big boost of, you know, interest in you and popularity and swimming around of friends, which we love this energy for you this month, we really do, is just to be, you know, not so reckless or, you know, make any hasty behavior around financial undertakings, okay? Mm. Because it is possible that you just have a little bit of a strain in your home budget right now. And like, listen, that really feels like, in to quote Harry Styles, a sign of the times, okay? Yeah. So, listen, it'll be a little bit, you know, wiser for you to maintain, you know, a modest lifestyle perhaps this month and, you know, leave yourself, you know, firmly in place for a touch. Now, the only other kind of warning with that I want to say is that, you know, under no circumstances is not a good time for you to agree to any like credit or serious financial activities until at least
don't get
the
a timeshare.
Yeah, don't get a timeshare. And it also, though, with that said, could be a good time. Are you looking at buying a home? This is a time to maybe not enter into that agreement, but really work on forging a relationship between some homeowners, maybe your landlord if you're a renter, or maybe your partner as you kind of navigate, maybe having some conversations about financial decisions that you potentially want to make in the future without pulling the trigger. I hope that makes sense. Because listen, what's exciting about these conversations is that you'll be able to establish much closer relationships with your partner, perhaps some people that you have any sort of real estate ties to, and that is a really beautiful opportunity. You also, speaking of establishing closer relationships, may have the opportunity to really rekindle a relationship or maybe start a new one with someone who maybe doesn't live in the same place as you, okay? Mm. Maybe an old friend who's in another area, maybe somebody you meet, you know, through social networks or whatever you're doing on the internet. We don't know about your time, but listen, you're going to be able to spend long hours in common conversations. And is there really any better sensation in the world? Not for you, Virgos. Okay. Listen, there may be some limitations that divide you. I don't know your time zone situation, but these conversations will probably be just taking place virtually. But that's great because we've had a lot of practice for that in the mm-hmm. recent months, right? Everybody's gotten pretty good at it. So you must believe, because this person may have a you know, some confusion in, you know, their head or your head, you know, that could turn, you know, some things upside down. Believe steady in your path and your reasoning, sweet Virgo. But these conversations could really, you know, help you gain some mental clarity through the confusion. Maybe you question a couple things, and that's always healthy, okay? So continue this relationship, however you're, you know, capable of, you know, continuing to support it virtually, whatever it is, because it really could be something special that could be maybe even a little bit of a guiding light in your life. And wow, what an exciting thing to embark upon in this kind of magical month, okay? At the end of the month, again, I'm telling you the same thing I told Capricorns. And really, I'm telling this to all the signs. Guys, just be careful behind the wheel, okay? That's all. Don't be crazy on the road. It's just good advice. Advice we can truly all enjoy. But this time in general, listen, you should be letting your actions be bold but reasonable, Virgos, okay? But you have the opportunity to be bold. I think particularly in these intimate connections, some of them professional connections, some of them personal, and really a time to maybe dream and envision out what you want to do with maybe a partner in crime or family members, a business, you know, co-founder in the making, whatever it is. Just for this to happen, again, this is where I say you have the opportunity. You just need to be, you know, careful and thoughtful and think it out rather than pulling triggers this month. And if you're ready to submit to kind of thought processes, existential questions, and exciting dreaming, this really will be the best month ever, sweet Virgos.
I like that. Sorry, it's just opportunities. But, you know, I think the theme of February is that, like, it might be a little hard and communications might blow. That we got that retrograde. So, yeah, congratulations on your opportunity.
I mean, listen, didn't some people in some hokey circumstances once say that it's all about like the journey and not the destination? I'm just saying, enjoy this. Virgo seemed like a journey type to me, okay? And I'm, you know, don't stop believing or something. Shout out to Journey. Anyway, with that said, guys, I think we'll be seeing you soon.
We will indeed.
Season 6. Okay. As always, you can find us on the internet to tell us about your affairs, looking at you. I want to hear the salacious details. And you can do so via email at whyyoulikethispod@gmail.com, on Instagram at whyyoulikethispod, and on Twitter at WAYLT tweets. Goodbye.
Bye.